computer-like spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Hey, do you know what restore points are?
Yeah, no, you are, but what am I?
Oops. Yeah?
Do you know what the ptsnoop.exe file is?
Yeah, buddy!
Do you want to get the Geek Speak of the Week delivered to your email way before you hear it on the air?
Yeah, boy!
Well, then, you should consider subscribing to our free weekly newsletter.
Yeah, buddy, boy.
It is Mad Cow Free, by the way.
That's enough sound for now, huh?
I'm just trying to give you cues.
I guess.
Every week we send out a couple times a week. We send some information out there. Anytime there are virus outbreaks, things that you should know, little tips and tricks, we send them to you free of charge. Just a way for us. You know, we've got so many people that email us, it's just impossible for us to get all that information one at a time back to everybody. So we try to do it in this way. We find things that we feel like we'll addressed issues for lots of you, and feel free to sign up for that right at datadoctors.com.
Yeah, we started by you giving us, you know, your phone number, and we'd just call each of you and let you know, but after like 200 people, that got to be real silly, so we decided email would be a little quicker and easier for us, and
yeah,
better for everybody.
And it is datadoctors.com, not thedatadoctor.com or whatever. Whoever.
Well, that'll get you there. I mean, it's just, you know.
No, we don't want just Data Doctor.
Yeah, that's the name of who we are and what we are and what we do and everything. That's it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right, before we went to break, we were talking to Ken.
Where did Ken go?
Line one.
Line one.
Yeah.
There's Ken.
Yeah, Ken was asking about, you got a DVD player for Christmas.
Yeah, so I started thinking I'm going to start wanting to burn videos.
Hang on now. If you got a player, how are you going to burn videos?
Well, forget about my computer. It's an old compact, and I know you can't do anything to that thing.
Okay.
So first thing I've got to do is get an upgraded computer.
Okay, so you plan on getting new hardware.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking I would do is get a computer with a burner and a player in it.
Okay.
And then burn run up a DVD in there and burn it at the same time.
Make a copy of it.
Make a copy of
because
by the time you bought a new computer,
plus or minus modes.
Well
there's
on.
A lot more problems than that.
First of all, burning a DVD and burning a CD is nowhere near the same as when you buy a store-bought CD. Those are stamped. They're going to last a lot longer. They're a lot more durable. So burning DVDs as a way to create a library, I don't recommend.
Well, and a lot of people have a weird thought in their mind where I'm going to save some money by stealing DVDs from my friends or copying them from my friends by buying a brand new computer that has all this technology. How many DVDs could you buy instead of that new computer? But that's beside the point.
The bottom line, too, is that it's not like you just pop a disc in and you press a button and it makes a copy.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that with DVDs. You literally have to copy and convert the whole DVD over onto your hard drive, which takes a pretty good amount of time.
And a little bit of know-how.
And then you have to then take that stage stuff, convert it back to something else, and burn it back onto this other disc. And if anything goes wrong during that process,
you wasted a couple dollar DVD each time.
Well, it's the hours of time that you've spent trying to get all this thing to work. So just so you understand, it's not like it's just bing, bing, and you're done.
That
yeah,
being said,
a long time ago, I figured out the burning of CDs. That was no real problem. But
right, and then the plus minus issue; those are different. There is no format for DVD burners. There's no common standard. There's several standards, and what that means is, depending upon what you burn it in, is going to determine what it's playbackable on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it makes a little bit of sense.
So, and there's no way to know for sure what's going to work on what, so you got to like do one, try it, and then try it in the machine that you plan to play it back on.
There's a couple of different websites out there that you can go and do some research. If you went to Google and put in the model number of your DVD player, you might be able to find out there. There's some research that people have done to tell you what DVD players, and there's an inexpensive brand name out there called Apex that seem to be the best for being compatible with the most number of formats and the most DVD burners and things out there. All that being said, if you really want to go out and buy a new computer and have a DVD burner in it, what we'd recommend is you get one that burns in multiple formats. And there's both Sony and Pioneer both right now create pretty good kind of what we call best bang for the buck DVD burners that burn in multiple formats so that you have kind of the best of both worlds so that you have a best chance of making something that actually is going to work in your player.
It's plus and minus. Having said all that, though, anything that you burn, there's no guarantee that it's going to play in a regular DVD player. Like, a lot of people are doing this, and they're loading up with their DVDs, and they're going on these road trips, and they stick it into that little DVD player in their car, and it doesn't work. It doesn't read it properly. So, you know, you have to go through all these things to make sure. And so by the time you're done with all that, I guess the point we're trying to make is make absolutely sure that when you get done
understand the
this,
commitment you're making here.
When it's all said and done, a lot of people spend the money to get to the point where they're going to do it. They do it one time and they go, this is ridiculous, and they never do it again. So just make sure. Make sure you're committed to the whole process of stealing.
You recommended a burner, a Sony or a...
Pioneer.
Sony and Pioneer. The Sony, it's a DRU.
Oh, they
I don't know the model name
is.
And the Pioneer, I mean, there's two different, those are the two brand names.
There's Hitachi and Fujitsu, I guess, are coming out with them too. I mean, they're constantly coming out with new drives. So just look for a multi-mode, something that has both the plus and minus.
And something
modes.
From a manufacturer you've heard of before.
Excuse me, yeah. Plus and dash.
Don't buy one that's a brand you've never heard of before, because they may not be around next week, next month, or next year to help support you when you have questions and problems and issues.
And they may also do a very poor job of providing a good burning sequence.
And
as
for,
well.
For those
that's
of
what
you...
I went through when I started with DVDs.
With
I,
CDs.
I bought a couple off-brand devices
CD.
That didn't work, and then
right.
I got to thinking, who's into copying iOmega? So I went down and bought an iOmega, and that was the end of the problem.
You want to know a funny story? Is iOmega doesn't make the drive that you buy that's a CD burner. Generally, they're made by Panasonic. Pretty funny. Anyway,
yeah.
That's not that funny.
It is. It was. It'll take.
Hilarious.
It's a boomerang thing. It'll just.
The other thing to keep in mind for those of you out there listening, thinking this might be something you want to do, there are a bunch of programs out there commercially available that tout their ability to help you copy DVDs. One of them that comes to mind is something called DVD XCopy. If you read very, very carefully the fine print, what they help you copy are movies that you make with DVDs. Movies that you create with DVDs. In most cases, they are not able to, without you doing a lot more work than what they say they're going to do, copy commercially viable DVDs.
Yeah, you know, they're all encrypted so that you can't just make a copy.
And again, I heard this from a friend that if you really want to get past the what they call Macrovision, which is the security on DVDs, that again, Apex is the company that you'd want to look for the player of, because you have to have some playback device that gets rid of that, not the recorder. And the Apex, specifically the AD1500, that's the one that everybody talks about that has the ability to disable the Macrovision, but I never said that on the air.
So that's for stealing, when you're stealing movies?
For disabling
oh.
the Macrovision, because who would want to watch it with Macrovision enabled?
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Well, you know, it's going to happen, and I thought that... since we were talking about things in the future,
actually,
yes.
better equipment is going to be coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's not the equipment that's the problem. It's the processes in which it's going to take... everybody kind of associates... Right now, it's real easy for you to pop an audio CD in and make an exact duplicate of it. And there was a time when that wasn't that easy. Now it is.
It's like making a photocopy. It's really that not that much different with CDs. But DVDs are still quite a bit more different than that as far as the technology involved and the steps involved.
Yeah, the movie industry has spent a whole lot more money trying to keep people from being able to do that. So, yeah, and the ability to break that, that's been out for a while. In fact, this Scandinavian kid came out with a routine that was just a court case on this. They found him not guilty of whatever violation in Norway, I guess. So it's okay. You can steal movies now.
I hope that helps point you in the right direction there, Ken. And if you're still looking into that, then you've got some ideas at least of where to proceed.
Yeah, let's see if we can put together a show, a step-by-step direction on how to steal movies in a future
make
show.
Make backup copies.
Yeah,
that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
People are going to be doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ken, that'll be the last show we ever do. both in the sense that we will never do it, and from the sense that we'll probably be taken off the air if we...
If you really want to do that, Google is at your fingertips,
yes.
And it's all documented out there for you to do.
Yes. Follow your conscience onto Google.
Follow all the right. yellow brick wire.
I appreciate you.
All right, good luck, Ken.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. But do forget.
Yes, absolutely
don't. DVDs you buy in the store are stamped. They're not burned. Big
not
difference.
Burned.
Big, big, big difference. And you don't get all the bloopers and all the other stuff.
It's like if you bought a car that was painted in the factory versus you went and bought a bunch of spray paint from Walmart and painted it yourself. There's going to be a difference in the finish and the look of the car.
That's what that
It's going to last a little longer. It's not going to chip and fade and peel.
Might, like actually, it would, yeah. Might actually look more gooder?
It might.
All right, when we come back, we got more. We got Mark and Louie and James and Wally and all kinds of people on the line here we're going to try to get to and some emails as well. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, C-Cab, Brian Scalzo here every Saturday starting next week at noon. We'll be right back.
Energy. Back to